producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea to call me about whatever's on your mind, whenever it's on your mind. And I'm not going to spend any time. I'm going to give you the phone number once because Rich already knows the phone number and he's already waiting to talk with me. So I don't want to keep him waiting any longer than absolutely necessary. So as Rich could tell you, the phone number is 855-993-7569, which is 855-99-DR-JOY. And should that slip your memory for any particular reason, you can just go to drjoy.com and it's written large there. Rich, thank you for being patient with me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help you?
Hey, this is Dr. Joy. I was wondering if okay if I make a comment about the end-of-life controversy.
I suppose. Okay.
No, I just wanted to... The people that said that it's against God's will to have that happen, wouldn't that mean that all modern medicine is against God's will because it's keeping us alive and keeping us healthy, pretty much against where we would die normally if we didn't have a certain medication or whatever?
Well, it's an interesting thought, isn't it? And it depends, I suppose, on your religion, to be quite honest, because Christian scientists say, you know, no interventions, that it is God's
right.
will. Presbyterians say God helps those who help themselves, and modern medicine is a way for us to help ourselves. And I suppose various religions could say that medical science is a gift from God as well, and given to us to be able to increase our lifespan and our health and our vitality. So, you know, I think. You have to remember, I am not a theologian, I'm a psychologist, and so I suppose you pick the religion that speaks mostly to you, or maybe you pick the religion, or maybe the religion picks you, one way or the other. But yeah, but various religions are going to have various takes on what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. So, you know, luckily...
I think if there's any law that should be on the books, it should be... A law put on the books to, like, keep people out of other people's business. Seems like everybody just can't.
Well, yeah, a lot of people think that. I mean, that as I said, that was the most provocative. The two most provocative statements that I took away from that discussion were, number one, that we treat our animals better than, you know, I don't actually have the answer to this about whether Christian scientists would put their dogs down or their cats if they're real. My guess is not, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But that was certainly a provocative comment, and the second was really a completely different perspective, which I thought was as I said, very very thought provoking. Which is why do we allow the government to have laws about who we love, where we live, what we eat, how we live, how we die? Other than certainly we need laws that say you can't determine that for somebody else. You can't shoot somebody because you don't like them, and you can't starve a child because you, for whatever reason, then in a lot of states you can't hit a child. But I mean, where did government go from protecting us against foreign incursions, whatever that means, to telling us how we should run our lives? And I don't know the answer to that. I don't know when government moved from protecting the tribe against other tribes to telling the tribes how to work. But if you look at anthropology, that to a certain extent the shamans have always told people how to live, and to a certain extent that the tribes have always determined, which is an early form of government, have always determined whom you can marry. So maybe I'm being a trifle naive that they've always said, well, you can marry your father's, you know, your anybody from your father's clan, but nobody from your mother's clan, or the opposite. So, and you can and governments decided that only men could inherit property for a very long time. So, I mean, except unless you lived in a matrilineal society in which only women could inherit property. So I suppose the notion that somehow where did government find the the ability to do these kinds of things is a bit naive, because government, even if we call them the tribal leaders, have always determined that.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing about God's will, I mean, isn't that all just, I mean, people's interpretation of God's will? Nobody knows what God's will is.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, there's, again, it depends on your religion. Some people feel that the Bible is inspired by God. Some people feel it was written with his hand.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, I mean, I'm not arguing any of these things with you. I'm just saying, you know, it depends what you believe and,
yeah,
and you know, so you're asking very legitimate questions. But, and if you ask a bunch of theologians, they're probably going to get, depending on which group they subscribe to, they're going to give you somewhat different answers as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to bring that up. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I think your point's well taken. I think it is, and I think that it is a legitimate issue. And I guess the issue for me is that we have a country, in theory, that has a division of church and state. And one of the things that we discovered, that the idea of in our money saying God we trust is, was not there at the beginning. It was a relatively modern, relatively, I think, in the last 100 years. So the idea that the government should be influenced by religious convictions is really part of the anathema of our founding fathers. Most people that came here to escape, among other things, religious persecution. So they were really clear of, we don't want other people to determine what religion we should follow and how we should run our lives that way, and so we don't want to do that for anybody else either. We seem to have lost that a little bit, but...
Yeah. They also said we should own slaves too, though, right?
Well, the government didn't dictate that you could. It just didn't dictate that you couldn't.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah. And a lot of countries were very far ahead of us in sort of saying, no, this isn't a good thing to do.
Yeah. I really appreciate it.
Well, Rich, thanks for your thoughtful thoughts and sharing them. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. 855-993-7569. All right, so the deal here is, first of all, I think Rich's was a great example of the fact that all I want you to do is think about things. You don't have to agree. Agreement is not part of the requirement here. You don't have to have the same stance or the same perspective. What my job is, whether you're calling about dealing with your mother-in-law or we're dealing with larger issues of right to die, or we're dealing with whether we should actually send asteroids into space or send space capsules into space to smack into asteroids to see what would happen if a real asteroid was threatening us. You know, I just want you to think about things. You know, figure out what we do about things. Speaking of which... It's a National Fluffernutter Day. Do you know what Fluffernutter is?
It is, and I only know this now because I looked
you
it peaked. Up this morning.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind
all
of
right.
cheated. It's basically a sandwich with peanut butter and marshmallow, like...
Goo.
Yeah, like
marshmallow,
whipped marshmallows.
Yeah,
basically.
In fact, you can buy it in a jar. Did you know that?
That I did not
Should
know.
You not want to do this on your own? It is, unfortunately, usually creamy peanut butter and marshmallow goo. I mean, it's not really melted marshmallows, but it sort of is.
Yeah.
And it's all mixed together, and it's actually fairly delicious, which I hate to admit. It's very sweet, as you can imagine.
But from a health standpoint, it's probably not the best thing to eat.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to think. Peanut butter, depending on which kind you get, supposedly, if they don't add other oils... and you don't have an allergy to it, is actually not terrible for you, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
And marshmallows are just sugar.
Right.
So, I mean, is that any less healthy for you than, for example, jelly, which is basically the same thing. It has a little bit of fruit in it, but not much.
Right.
But peanut butter goes with bananas, peanut butter. Have you ever had peanut butter and pickle?
That I have not had, no.
It actually is surprisingly tasty. It was my mother's favorite thing, and I remember turning my nose at it and so, until you discover it. Because if you think about it, pickles are kind of crunchy, and you do the usually sweet pickles. I've never tried it with dill pickles. And the sweet and the nutty are pretty good. My throat is closing down at the thought of all this, but... It's also National Touch Tag Day. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. I got to go to drink water.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. Just don't wait till the very end of an hour, all right? So if you can call me earlier in the hour, that makes much more sense because then I'll have more time with you. 855-993-7569. So I was starting to tell Manny a story, and I realized that it probably pertained to you folks as well, and I didn't really have time to tell it to Manny before we came back, so I made an editorial decision, an executive decision, to tell it to you guys now. All right, so as you know, in college, just before we took the winter break, in Math 100, which was the flunk out course at Rice, one of our professors, I guess it was, it's right after we came back. We came back from winter break, and we'd had the exam, and everybody knew to study the Riemann integral, because that's what had been on the winter exam every year as far back as anybody was paying any attention. So he came back, and sure enough, it was not on the exam, and that's what all of us had studied. And, of course, we were all young and stupid and arrogant, and so we thought, well, you only need to study the stuff that's going to be on the exam. I mean, who cares about learning anything? So he told the following story. He came back. I think it was after, it was just before he passed out all the exams, where basically everybody failed. And he said he'd taken a course in college called Bible Studies, and everybody took it because it was a jelly roll course, because there was one final, there was one test, and the question had always been, name the kings of Israel in chronological order. Well, somebody went to the professor and said, sir, the reason everybody takes this course is because they know that they don't care about the history of the Holy Land. They just care about getting a good grade, and you always give out A's because you always ask the same question every year, which is to name the kings of Israel in chronological order. So the professor, when confronted with that, had no choice. So, sure enough, the exam comes out, and it says, discuss the topography and geography of the Holy Land. Well, nobody studied that. Nobody studied anything except... So he goes to the blue book, and the student says, I don't know anything about the topography and geography of the Holy Land, but I just thought you might be interested in the kings of Israel in chronological order. All right? So, and the reason he tells the story is he said, one of the blue books said, I don't know anything about the Riemann integral, or I don't know anything about whatever the question was he asked, but I thought you might be interested in the Riemann integral. The idea being, if you know something and it feels serious, you're going to find a way to tell people.
Right.
All right. So that's, so because every once in a while you'll ask a question to which you get a response that makes, what? But that wasn't my question. Doesn't make any difference. That's the answer. It's the kings of Israel in chronological order, or the Riemann integral. All righty. Manny knows why I told this story. So we've got some issues about communication today. Today's kind of an interesting day in history. My personal favorite is probably that the Yankees, Don Larsen, pitched the only perfect game in a World Series in 1956.
That's right.
And as you folks know, the Yankees got eliminated. So we're nowhere. So it seems appropriate to... I mean, we did make the playoff, the wild card. Mm-hmm. We got tipped over on our Astros. Okay.
Well played.
Thank you. Okay, in 1921, KDKA and Pittsburgh's Forbes Fields conducts the first live broadcast of a football game, only for Manny, completely disrupting marriages for the next 100 years. Edmonton, Alberta is incorporated in the city in 1904. You go Edmonton. Hmm. Telegraph lines between Los Angeles and San Francisco opened, which offsets the notion that there is no communication that ever happens in California. But you did notice it's only California to California. This day in 1871, four major fires break out on the shores of Lake Michigan in Chicago. The Peshtigo, Wisconsin, Holland, and Michigan, and Manistee, Michigan, including the Great Chicago Fire, and the much deadlier Peshtigo Fire. So I've only heard about the Chicago Fire. Have you heard about the Peshtigo Fire?
I had never heard of the
Peshtigo
Fire, no.
And supposedly, Mrs. O'Leary's cow, remember, knocked over the lantern in the barn? That's supposedly how the Chicago wildfire started, or Chicago fire started. The Peshtigo Fire was a forest fire that took place on this day in Peshtigo, Wisconsin. It was a firestorm that caused the most deaths by fire in United States history, with estimated deaths around 1,500 people, possibly as many as 2,500.
Oh, my goodness.
It occurred on the same day as the more famous Chicago Fire, so it's been forgotten. On the same day as the Peshtigo and Chicago Fires, the city of Holland, Manistee, and Lake Michigan also burned, and the same fate befell Port Huron at the southern end of Lake Huron as well.
Mm.
As many as 2,500. And you never heard of it, right?
Yeah, I never knew about it. I knew about the Chicago Fire.
Yeah.
But, yeah, wow.
It just proves that we only know what publicists want us to know. There we go. And this was a day that people are going to feel very strongly about one way or the other. This day in 2001, 14 years ago, George W. Bush announced the establishment of the Office of Homeland Security. Okay, which is obviously basically a month after September 11th.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. All righty. Let me think what I want to do here. I have three stories that have to do with money, and then I think coming back we'll either take a phone call, or if you guys call, or we'll do an email. Here's a reason that gives you some underlying understanding about marijuana sales. Oregon's first week of recreational pot sales tops $11 million.
Whew.
Think about the tax implications in 1 week.
Wow.
Think about the tax implications on that. Okay? You got it? Okay, good. The FBI, this is another alarming story about money. The FBI digs up $600,000 from a California yard of a former armored truck driver. Now, look, you folks are jumping to a conclusion. Maybe he was just a good saver. The fact that it was in bags. Now, let's see what it says. He has admitted to helping steal more than $1 million. Okay, so much for that, sort of trusting him.
Well, he sure sounds like a model citizen.
Yeah, he's darling. Denominations of 120 contained in plastic containers was excavated beneath a patch of trees in the former home of Cesar Inaz, east of Los Angeles. He pleaded guilty to conspiracy and bank robbery in connection with the 2014 heist of an armored car. The FBI said he was sentenced to 5 years in federal prison. They were transporting a large shipment of cash for the Bank of America in June 2014 when they stopped in L.A. parking lot and electronically opened the doors. More than $1 million was removed and ferried off in a trash can. About $85,000 was recovered at the same Fontana home after Inez's arrest. The bulk of the money has been missing for the past year. So how much? We don't know what the actual shipment was, but they stole supposedly $1 million. They said there's another $400,000 that's either been spent or hidden.
Wow.
Babies, don't let your... I don't even know how to comment on that, except, I guess, whom do you trust? They caught him. They caught him fairly quickly. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
ExtendoVite.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yep, preferences at the beginning or middle of an hour as opposed to end of an hour, because each of the hours of the program really do stand alone, because people, some people take 1 hour, some people take two, some people take three, and they take them in different orders, so we really try and make each hour self-contained. So that's part of the reason. And also part of the reason is that, you know, it's just neater and easier. If holding you over to another hour just is means that you're on hold for a long time. And so there are all sorts of reasons that if you're going to call, calling earlier in the hour makes more sense than calling later in the hour. Or you can name the kings of Israel in chronological order. Alrighty, we promised an email, so let's, and they're kind of piling up on us, which we try to not have happen, because I know that if you've got something on your mind, you want some response, so let's see what we got here.
Alright, this email is from Antonio, and he says, Brain Twister, it is illegal for a husband or boyfriend to discipline his wife or girlfriend by restraining her, i.e. pushing, slapping, grabbing, etc., as according to law enforcement, this constitutes assault, which is a crime of domestic violence and is illegal. But it is illegal for the wife or girlfriend to go out and be assaulted by tattooists and plastic surgeons who prey upon these mentally ill women who are insecure about their appearance. for financial gain, which constitutes an ethics violation, according to...
Okay, well, stop. Stop so we don't get too far ahead of this. Okay. First of all, one is voluntary, one is not. A husband deciding to restrain somebody, although I think that's kind of a generous term for slapping, is assault and is illegal. It's also illegal for women to do that to men, so it's not unilateral, number one. Number two, a tattoo presumably is a voluntary act. You don't get somebody tattooed other than concentration camps, or I suppose cattle. So most people have tattoos because they choose to do that. Now, whether it's a mistaken notion or not, and I'm not particularly a fan of tattoos, but so it's a voluntary... There are lots of things I'm not fans of, but they're personal choices. Plastic surgery, there are almost... The statistics are about men and women getting plastic surgery are creeping up. That it used to be that plastic surgery was primarily done on women, and now it's still, the majority is still women, but a lot of men get plastic surgery as well, especially if they include hair transplants, which I'm not sure I would, but I'm just talking about regular plastic surgery. And again, it's a choice, and you can, I'm not sure you have to be mentally ill to get a tattoo or to do plastic surgery, and there are certainly examples of people. I just saw, I was telling Manny, I saw a documentary about Peggy Guggenheim, who hated her nose. She had a very large nose, very prominent nose, and she hated it. And she was one of the first women to ever have plastic surgery. And during the plastic surgery, she decided that it was too painful. And so she made the surgeon stop. So as a result, she has sort of half a nose, and the bottom of it looks like almost like a cauliflower nose. I mean, like someone, and very self-conscious about it. But and she certainly, I mean, Peggy Guggenheim is probably not the world's best example of a poster girl for mental health. But nevertheless, it's a voluntary issue, and voluntary is different than involuntary. If somebody made you have plastic surgery or made you get a tattoo, that's one thing. And I know what you're going to say is society dictates things, but society dictating is very different than laying your hands on somebody. All right, keep going. I just didn't want to let that get too far ahead of us, any surgery you could view as an assault on the body, whether it's taking out your appendix or open heart surgery or certainly plastic surgery. But we don't view open heart surgery as an assault, presumably. We view it as life-saving. We don't call removing your appendix that's burst as vanity. We view it as life-saving. So I think you have to be a little careful about your terminology here. Keep going.
He goes on to say, according to law enforcement, assault is assault. So why aren't the police closing down tattoo shops and arresting cosmetic
voluntary
surgeons? Well, apparently they claim it's because of consent. So if consent is the reason, then why was Dr. Jack Kevorkian arrested for assisted suicide? After all, he had consent. So here, either tattoo shops need to be closed and plastic surgeons need to be arrested, or husbands slash boyfriends disciplining their wives or girlfriends via restraint needs to be legal. Currently, law enforcement is engaged in a hypocrisy. Shame on law enforcement for letting these beautiful young girls be scarred for life with ugly tattoos. For shame.
All right, now wait a minute. You're not really suggesting that you want the cops to determine whether somebody gets a tattoo. Ah, whoa. I think you actually have the sort of beginnings of, I think, a very good argument here that you then sort of, I think, blow out of all proportion or any kind of sensibility. That should the state be able to determine when it's consent? When it's adults or consenting adults. And there are other examples other than Kevorkian. And we now know that there are five states that have made assisted suicide legal. And there's going to be more. I mean, it's like a whole lot of other social sort of phenomenon where there begins to be a critical mass. Because it makes some sense. And the law doesn't... The law is... It's too broad, it's too ill-defined, it's too personal, it's too, at the same time, it's too impersonal. I mean, so it's coming, and the groundswell is clearly occurring. But there's a difference, and I think the issue, because I think you bring up a good point, having nothing to do with domestic violence, Because domestic violence isn't consult. That's like saying, well, the law should prohibit boxing matches. Well, they're consenting, but if you hit somebody in the face and you're not in a boxing ring, you're going to get hauled in for assault, and legitimately so. Boxers are not hauled in for assault because it's consenting. Football, if you hit somebody in the head, if you run into somebody and cause a concussion and they are disabled or, God forbid, died, you would be hauled in for involuntary manslaughter, maybe voluntary manslaughter. On the other hand, you pay a lot of money to go to the Super Bowl to watch that kind of thing happen. So we really, consent really is an issue. Now, tattoo parlors, I don't know what the rules are about tattoo parlors if you have to be a certain age, but presumably you do. You presumably, at 8 years old, can't go in and decide to get a tattoo. I would also point out that anthropologically, tattoos are as old as human history. People have decorated their bodies for thousands and thousands of years. And again, I'm not pro-tattoo. I'm just saying your argument has some major holes in it. But the issue about, and I think the issue which we talked about a couple days ago about right to die is a legitimate one. But again, you're talking about consent. You're talking about voluntary. And consent implies the ability to make the decision. In fact, not only it implies it, I think it demands it. So clearly you're not a fan of tattoos, and it sounds like either a sister or daughter or wife or girlfriend in your life got a tattoo that you didn't like. And I get that. But I think somehow equating that with right to die is perhaps a stretch. And certainly with domestic violence, I don't even want to touch that. So, but I hear that you're passionate about it. And again, I think your argument holds up very well until you push it to the extreme. And the idea of if it's okay to have surgery, which could be life-threatening, let's just leave it at that. Okay, let's leave your bete noire, let's leave tattoos to the side for a moment. Because presumably that's decorative. Let's say that you went in to have plastic surgery. We could use my friend, Joan Rivers, go in to have plastic surgery, which is voluntary, and you die. Should somebody be arrested for involuntary manslaughter? And there's actually a suit that's going on, so that may not be the world's best kind of thing. And because that, you know, there's certainly the possibility of dying in that particular case. But you'd have to prove malpractice because that person, that wasn't the intent, but it was in fact consenting adults decided to do something that had a certain risk. And Joan, like anybody else who I'm sure has gone into surgery, has to sign off on a consent form that says, I understand the risks. Now, whether we read that form, whether we understand that form, whether we take that form seriously is a point. But the point is that's part of what you do when you go into any kind of procedure. I'm trying to think of something that I did. Oh, I had LASIK surgery on one of my eyes. And the consent form was truly terrifying. Oh, and I also had a bunion removed. That was the recent one that was just terrifying. That said, okay, you could be dead, you could be dismembered, you could go into a coma. I mean, if you read the consent form, which I did, because I read things before, and you think, what am I really doing here? But I think the issue is, if you're consented, are people protected? And the answer is yes and no. But the issue about right to die is one that is going to be talked about more and more. So your point is partially well taken. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently 5-star certified. and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigol fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than four standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free one-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497. Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Talking about what really matters. Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, a bunch of movies opening this weekend, and I'll go through them, and then I'll tell you what I like and didn't like about them. You can get more details at drjoy.com. All right, the first one is Pan, which is 111 minutes. This is the backstory to Peter Pan. It stars Hugh Jackman as kind of a weird guy, Blackbeard, I guess. Levi Miller stars as Pan, and he's wonderful. He's just adorable. Garrett Hedlund is Hook, and Rooney Mara is Tiger Lily. And there was a big fuss about Rooney Mara because why didn't they cast a Native American? I don't know. I mean, look, Shakespeare cast all his women. All his women were men, so I don't know. I mean, these kinds of things seem to me a little silly. 12-year-old orphan Peter is spirited away to the magic world of Neverland, where he finds both fun and dangers, and ultimately discovers his destiny to become the hero will forever be known as Peter Pan. Okay, the good news about this, it is phantasmagorical. Levi Miller is adorable. There are some cute references to everybody who knows Peter Pan, to the story that it becomes. But do we really need this kind of story? Do we really need a backstory to Peter Pan? I don't know. And I think it's too scary for really young kids. I thought Hugh Jackman, I'm a fan of his. I thought he had too much to do in this movie. There's no particular character. I mean, I don't know why he was in this movie, and I think he chews on the scenery, and he's kind of scary. I thought it was kind of fun, but it was... It didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I mean, part of what you figure out is, why are we telling the story? And I'm not sure of the answer to that one. The Walk. The Walk is a little over 2 hours. I love this. I saw Man on the Wire last year, which was a documentary about Philippe Petit, who was the French acrobat who walked in 1974 between the World Trade Towers. This one, I mean, I am not particularly a fan of 3D, but you want to see this in 3D. And Joseph Gordon-Levitt is fantastic in this. I mean, you just fall in love with him. It's done in kind of a fanciful tale. I think this is what sort of Pan wanted to be and couldn't quite pull off, which is something that was fanciful. And this is a true story. I mean, this is not Peter Pan, but this has all the things in it that Pan doesn't. It has some amazing scenery. It scares the living daylights out of you. And because of the iconographic, I suppose iconic is all we need, place of the World Trade Center in our history. Because before that, I mean, it was those two buildings before September 11th were the ones that everybody said, they're basically, you know, two big columns. I mean, people love the Chrysler Building, they love the Empire State Building, and the World Trade Center not so much until September 11th. And so seeing them recreated in The Walk is a very emotional experience. The supporting cast is wonderful. And this is Robert Zemeckis, but I think this is wonderful. And a lot of people think that, well, you know, Everest has got some of the same kind of stuff. They're both wonderful movies, very different points of view, very different sensibilities. The Walk is much more fanciful, even though the towers literally haunt the movie. But it's wonderful to see. Steve Jobs, speaking of wonderful and haunted, now remember we saw Ashton Kutcher playing Jobs. This is another biography. This one focuses less on this focuses more on his issues with Apple and Next and Woz. Steve Jobs is Michael Fassbender, who's fantastic in this. Kate Winslet plays his assistant. My only complaint about her is that her accent comes and goes, but Seth Rogen plays Woz. Jeff Daniels is wonderful as Scully. It's written by Aaron Sorkin, so it's got that kind of snap that we come to expect from him, and directed by Danny Boyle. This one, I think, is going to be an Oscar contender. I really liked Ashton Kutcher, but Michael Fassbender brings a completely different take to the portrayal, and it's really you'll never think about Steve Jobs exactly the same way again, and perhaps won't think about your iPhone or your Mac or anything else exactly the same way again. So some real good movies to see this weekend. Steve Jobs, I think, is going to be it's opening in selected markets this weekend and then opening wide next, so you can kind of watch out for it. I think it's going to probably do very well. It probably won't be the number one movie just because it's not opening widely. The Walk is expanding this week, so it should do very well. My guess is that the number one spot is going to be between The Walk and The Martian. And they're both very good. They're both 3D. They're both long movies, and they both have premium price tags attached to them. They're both absolutely worth seeing. So it's really a pleasure to be finally in the situation where most of the movies that are opening are really worth your time and money and effort, as opposed to okay, there's not much going on this weekend, but you might not hate this one. You know, it's not really my favorite thing to do. Sicario is also opening widely this weekend, which is a worthwhile movie to see. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Pam. My guess is that it's probably not going to do as well as people expected, and it was not an inexpensive movie to make. So my choice, you know, it's certainly between The Walk and Steve Jobs. The Walk and The Woz, get it? That's a little joke. Never mind. See them both. You do a double feature. Do one on, you know, one Friday night, one Saturday night, whatever. They're completely different movies, completely different sensibilities. They both have to do with an iconoclastic person who doesn't get along very well with other people. And it makes you believe that in order to have a vision, you have to be, at one point in the Steve Jobs movie, they said, it's not binary. You can be a genius and also be a nice guy. Both of these movies would tend to deny that kind of theory, that if you're going to be a genius and have a vision and just be unwilling to be deterred from it, you probably are not. You probably don't work and play well with others, and you're probably not very good at delegating, and you're probably not very good at rewarding other people for their contributions. And both of them, I can't believe, I'm probably the only person in the world who could review both those movies and find the similarities in them. But that's the advantage, I suppose, of being a psychologist. Or disadvantage. All right, and Hotel Transylvania will probably still do okay, because it's a movie for kids. So you've got some nice choices this weekend. And you can check out more at drjoy.com and see what else is going on that might keep you interested and involved in seeing what's going on. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRAs, Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.